quick rundown, in one line each, so you know what's coming. Fury's final fight will stream on Netflix April 11th. Upside Down Pictures' wedding set horror premieres March 26. Nicki Minaj showed up at a Treasury event and called herself Trump's No. One fan, Bruce Springsteen, dropped a protest song called Streets of Minneapolis. Netflix's week of hits and flops saw kidnapped Elizabeth Smart soar while some big titles struggled. Vladimir and other Netflix dramas lock March and July premieres. A Japanese romance film about a woman with 1 year to live gets a 2026 Netflix release, and a chaotic penultimate episode of Fallout stirred political and emotional fallout.
Short, sharp, and spicy. All of that in the next 10 minutes. All right, let's dig in. Spoiler alert. The segments ahead will contain spoilers.
Spoiler alert, we're starting with boxing. Tyson Fury's farewell. Fury announced he'll retire after a final ring appearance against Arslanbek Makhmudov on April 11, 2026. And Netflix will stream the bout live at no extra cost to subscribers.
That's huge. Fury's a two-time unified heavyweight champion. His record and presence make this more than a regular fight. It's a spectacle. The location hasn't been announced yet, but the expectation is a British crowd. Netflix's Gabe Spitzer framed it as a major sports moment for the streamer, and it's likely to be accompanied by more Fury content. A second season of At Home with the Furries is expected to arrive in spring 2026 and could document his preparation.
Makhmudov is no slouch, heavy hitter with a strong KO rate. Both fighters sounded ready and intense. One subtext here. Some fans had hoped for a Fury versus Anthony Joshua matchup, but Joshua's recent severe car accident and subsequent complications changed those plans. So instead, Fury's going out against a dangerous but different opponent.
Why it matters. Fury's final fight on Netflix is another sign of streaming services doubling down on live sports. As appointment viewing, for Fury personally, it's a farewell that Netflix will monetize across live viewing, related doc content, and promo buzz. If you're a boxing fan, or just curious about the spectacle, April 11th is the date to mark.
Spoiler alert, next up, something very bad is going to happen. The new horror limited series from Upside Down Pictures hits Netflix March 26th, 2026.
This is Upside Down Pictures' first post-Stranger Things project. Produced by the Duffer Brothers, but explicitly with them stepping back from day-to-day production. It's created and showrun by Haley Z. Boston. And it was shot in Mississauga, Ontario, between January and May 2025. The logline is compact but chilling. A bride and groom, Rachel Harkin and Nikki Cunningham, travel to a secluded family vacation home in midwinter for a five-day wedding, and Rachel's paranoia escalates into full-on horror.
The show leans into Rosemary's Baby and Carrie influences. Think slow-burn paranoia, ritualistic dread, and the terror of being trapped in life-changing decisions. Camila Morrone plays Rachel, Adam DeMarco is Nikki, and there's a stacked supporting cast including Jennifer Jason Leigh and Ted Levine. Weronika Tofilska directs episodes and is listed among the executive producers.
Why it matters. The Duffer brand helped launch a generation of cult TV fans. Their choice to elevate new voices matters. Haley Z. Boston's creative statement says the series aims to make viewers feel Rachel's fear of marrying the wrong person, transforming a very human anxiety into horror. If you like tense, atmospheric limited series where mood and dread drive the story, add March 26 to your calendar.
Spoiler alert! Shifting gears to pop politics, Nicki Minaj declared herself Donald Trump's No One fan at a Treasury Department event.
Minaj made a very public pledge of support and said criticism only motivates her and others to back Trump more, adding that God is protecting him. She's been increasingly visible politically lately. Remember her UN remarks about protecting Christians in Nigeria? And this is one more escalation. The moment also involved a photo op where she and Trump held hands, which underlines how celebrities and politicians continue to stage theater around each other.
Why it matters. Celebrity endorsements have symbolic power. They shape narratives and motivate fans. Minaj's statement signals she's moving from occasional political commentary into a more overt public alliance. For listeners who follow culture as much as politics, moments like this impact reputation, audience reactions, and the media cycle.
Spoiler alert, now to music and protest. Bruce Springsteen released Streets of Minneapolis in response to recent deadly incidents in Minneapolis involving ICE agents.
Springsteen wrote, recorded, and released the song within days and dedicated it to victims Alex Preddy and Renee Good, and to Minneapolis residents more broadly. Lyrically, it names the victims and calls out White House officials by name, criticizing government tactics and responding directly to the protests and community outrage.
Why it matters. Springsteen has a long history of using music to respond to tragedy. Think Streets of Philadelphia and The Rising. This new track is part protest, part call to action, and part moral witness. It's a reminder that artists can rapidly shape public conversation in crisis moments by putting names and accusations into song.
Spoiler alert, back to streaming. Netflix's weekly Top 10s produced a wild mix. Kidnapped, Elizabeth Smart debuted huge. Skyscraper Live scored big as a live event, while Star Search underperformed and The Rip narrowly missed the all-time top 10.
Highlights, Kidnapped. Elizabeth Smart opened with roughly 15.9 million views, a powerful debut for a true crime doc. Skyscraper Live hit number 3 in English TV, suggesting Netflix's live events can break through. They even compared its numbers favorably to some sports draws. But Star Search, despite heavy marketing, clocked under 2.3 million views and missed the top 10, which shows marketing doesn't guarantee sustained viewership.
Also of note, The Rip's total view count sits in the low 80 million-s and looks like it will come up short of Netflix's all-time top 10 threshold. Small margins, big headlines. And in TV, His and Hers is tracking strongly toward all-time heavy-hitter territory. Bottom line, Netflix's slate is still wildly uneven. Big successes, surprising flops, which makes tracking weekly numbers interesting if you follow streaming trends.
Spoiler alert, quick Netflix slate notes. Vladimir, the comedy-drama starring Rachel Weisz, premieres March 5th. Sparks of Tomorrow, a Kyoto Animation-produced Japanese series, arrives July 2026. One Year to Live, By a Man, a Japanese romantic drama film starring Ko Shibasaki and Eiji Akaso, is slated for 2026, though, without an exact date.
Vladimir is adapted from Julia Mae Jonas's novel and promises provocative, darkly comic interrogation of desire, power, and aging. Sparks of Tomorrow is an alternate history steampunk anime-style series produced by Kyoto Animation, and the Japanese film about a woman who buys a man for companionship is a bittersweet romance tied to mortality. All of which show Netflix's global breadth next year.
Spoiler alert. Finally, a sharp episode-by-episode note. Fallout's penultimate episode pushed big themes, imperialism, corporate evil, personal vengeance, into a violent crescendo with betrayals, death claws, and political machinations culminating in an apocalyptic turn.
The episode threaded multiple arcs. Steph's ruthless rise from internment survivor to overseer, the dark vault tech schemes like the forced evolutionary virus, Lucy McLean's rebellion against her father's authoritarian impulses, and a narrative in which high-level politics and personal grudges converge on catastrophic outcomes. It got praised for balancing sprawling storylines while leaning into bold, sometimes uncomfortable satire about power.
Why it matters. Fallout isn't just blockbuster spectacle. It's using genre to interrogate real-world questions about empire, corporate rot, and how trauma becomes policy. That blend of personal stakes and sweeping critique is why recaps and think pieces are buzzing. It's messy, ambitious TV that asks you to keep up.
That's our roundup. Quick housekeeping. If you liked this episode, subscribe to the Daily Podcast for a full audio edition with more context and listener mail. Which story surprised you most today?
Send us a message, tell us which premieres you'll watch, and we'll read a few in tomorrow's episode. Thanks for listening. See you next time.